Let's turn over to the KRDO Newsline, where we're joined by national correspondent Aaron Real. And Aaron, in the wake of 9/11, we as a traveling public got used to long lines at TSA. But now there may be something that might be coming that could relieve those long lines and the waits. Tell us about this.
Yes. So the TSA is testing a new self-service screening system. It's at a Harry Reid International Airport in Vegas. It's going to be rolled out later this month. It's first going to be open to TSA pre-check passengers only. They're going to be the ones to get to try this out. But basically what will happen is a video monitor is going to provide step-by-step instructions for passengers. They'll complete the screening on their own, then put their bags through the good old scanner, and they'll be on their merry way.
It sounds like a return to simpler times. I mean, I think a lot of people would welcome something like that. Is this because of staffing shortages?
So not really. Listen, the TSA has over 50,000 employees currently, and they say that they're not going to eliminate any jobs based on this in the immediate future. And again, it's a testing phase. Mm-hmm. They're going to see if this works, if it's even feasible elsewhere. But I think they're trying to alleviate some concerns from actual TSA officers that, oh, my goodness, is my job on the line. But I can't imagine that if this is successful, they'll need as many as they have now.
Right, because they're still looking for the same things. And in fact, probably anyone who might have ill intent has probably evolved beyond what they were initially screening for. And so it's a constantly evolving sort of screening process, I'm sure. So would it go through nobody likes scanning their own groceries at the grocery store. Do you think people would come to enjoy this?
Honestly, yes. And I would argue that some people do like scanning their own groceries at the grocery store.
You don't go to my grocery store.
or that they like it, but some people do seem to like those, believe it or not. Now, I think for all the griping about TSA agents being a little too handsy, you're like, well, this would eliminate some of that. And again, it's currently only open for TSA pre-check. And if you have pre-check, you've already really opened your figurative kimono because you've done a deep search just to get that. You've kind of allowed the government to dive into your life, which is fine in your prerogative, but now you get to go fast through the airport check-in and check-out. So we'll see how this plays out. Again, they are being real mum on how much they want to roll this out and to where. So we'll have to keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, and in Vegas, it's probably the perfect place to try rolling it out because you do have people going through at all hours. And, maybe that might reduce the need to, have things fully staffed at certain times of the night. I know I'm always the one. I take these red eyes. And I'm always the one stuck waiting for, the TSA lines to open up at 4 a.m. or whenever they do at certain airports. And it's always a guessing game. Well, will it be open or will it not? So anyway. All right. Well, Aaron Real,
I hear you.
Thank you so much for that update on this new TSA service. Only in Las Vegas, though, right now, and only for those TSA pre customers.